Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
My name is Awistar Zarif, and I'm playing Afia in Selling Kabul by Sylvia Curry at Signature Theater.
Yes, it is the DC premiere of Selling Kabul. It is going to kick off today, February 21st, and run all the way through April 2nd at Signature Theater over in Shirlington, Virginia. Great theater, always does great work. So I'm excited to talk about this. So I guess before we get into anything else, give us the basic premise. I mean, you and I know what it's about, but our listeners have no clue. They just know the title. So give them the basic premise.
Yes, so it's basically about a sister who is hiding her brother. It's set in Kabul, Afghanistan, and it's about a sister who is hiding her brother from the Taliban because he was working as a translator for the U.S. military. So that puts his life at risk. And it's about a very intense evening in their lives.
Gotcha. And when about in the U.S. war in Afghanistan? Is it right after 9/11? Is it after bin Laden's already been killed? You know, when because it, sadly, the longest friggin' war in American history that just ended. Yeah. But when during the timeline is it?
So it's set in 2013. So sort of right in the middle, I guess. 2013, which was a time where there was a big withdrawal of U.S. troops. So this is sort of based on that.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Okay, cool. And it's also, so you say you play the sister, and you're sheltering your brother, who's a translator, as the Taliban's kind of closing in, the walls are closing in. So he's waiting for, a visa to sort of get out. Is it sort of like Casablanca vibes, I guess, Trent waiting for a visa to get out.
Yeah.
But is there's also another little complication too, right? Like his son is about to be born or something too?
Yeah, so there's a lot of pressure on this evening because I come home and I let him know that, you know, his wife went into early labor and that his son is in the world now. And so that makes him even more eager to leave. But, you know, we all know he can't because as soon as he leaves the apartment, you know, he might be caught. He might be found by the Taliban.
Okay, and just to clarify, so his wife and soon to be born son, are they in America?
No, everyone's in Kabul.
Kabul.
But he's hoping that, so he's actually waiting for something called an SIV, a special immigrant visa, which is a visa that's granted to American allies, so to speak, so people who worked as translators, as fixers, as, you know, for, you know, any Afghan national who helped the U.S. mission in Afghanistan.
Gotcha.
Yeah, this is called an SIV. And it's set in 2013, but it's incredibly apropos. This could be set now, you know, after what happened in Afghanistan in 2021. There are still so many people in the country who are eligible for the SIV visa, but there's like an 18,000 person backlog of people still waiting to get these visas to come to the U.S.
That's such a good point. And I want to get back to, you know, talking just the play as a work of theater in a second, but just to drill down further a little on sort of the political, social reality that we're in now. Yeah, like you're saying, the play set in 2013, but, you know, after the recent, you know, U.S. withdrawal of troops after whatever, 20 some years of war, like you're saying, there's so many translators that are left there or trying to get out, refugee situation. We saw people clinging to, you know, American airplanes trying to get out. It was kind of horrific stuff watching on the news. But yeah, talk about, I guess sort of the bravery, courage, and also now maybe sort of like the fear of people that maybe put their lives on the line to kind of work against the Taliban, you know, to work with American forces. And now they're sitting there, you know, it really ups the stakes and the drama for these characters, right? They're sitting there saying, wow, we put our lives and our families' lives on the line. And now we're withdrawing. And so we need to, you know, help us out here.
Yeah, I think that everyone who was involved with the U.S. in Afghanistan, they were all hoping for a better ending, right? Everyone sort of believed that this was going to lead to a better future. I don't think anyone expected for things to turn out how they did and how quickly and how drastically it all went downhill. There is certainly a lot of bravery, even at the time when the U.S. was there. It didn't mean, just because the U.S. had a presence in Afghanistan, didn't mean that it was completely safe. But they, you know, were hoping and believing in a better future, and they wanted to do whatever it took.
Absolutely. Well, it's a very powerful story with so much conflict for the characters. It just sounds like a great, great setup for really compelling theater. So tell us, dote on the writer for a little bit. What's her name? It's Sylvia Curry. How do you say it?
Sylvia Curry. Yeah.
Curry. All right. So where did Sylvia grow up and anything? Did you get to, you know, work with them at all in putting this together? You know, I want to know a little bit more about the playwright.
I've had the pleasure of meeting her only once when I did the show in Seattle. But she's a very, very lovely, smart. She's actually a doctor who is also a playwright. And she wrote this based, you know, what I've heard is that her husband is a lawyer, and he was actually doing some pro bono work with somebody in a very similar situation to our character Torun in the play, someone who was waiting for either permanent status in the US or a visa, and he was helping with their application. And she sort of overheard the Avon person was complaining about you know, being stuck in their sibling's home and really just wishing they could go out and live their lives, and like how annoyed they were, you know, being stuck at home. And it kind of inspired this story. So it's very much based on something that could be very real.
Okay.
And I mean, when you say dote on her, I don't know that I've ever watched or read a play that reads so much like a suspense thriller.
Nice.
That you're on the edge of your seat the whole time. And it just feels, it's still so intimate and real and heartbreaking and beautiful, but it's like, I feel like I'm watching like a suspense movie.
Thanks for putting it that way. That's a gold soundbite that I can use. You know what I mean? Sitting on the edge of your seat. The play was just last year was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. So, I mean, yes, you know, you're getting good stuff here.
Yes, Pulitzer Prize finalist. Absolutely.
That's awesome. It's, well, yeah, so suspense well thriller.
I think what helps with this, like the thriller element, is the dialogue is so sharp and snappy, and it's just, you have no choice but to sort of, it's like a ping pong match, you know, you sort of just have to like bob your head following what these characters are saying to each other.
That's so cool. Yeah. And it sounds like, you know, and like you're saying, it's and that goes with, it's 95 minutes without an intermission. So when our list describe, like, our listeners are going to sit down and they're just going to get, you know, it's just going to be boom, boom, boom. This dialogue is in like a ping pong match, a tennis match, and for 95 straight minutes, right? Like there's no lull, there's no downtime, slow pacing. It is just going to be fast and furious, right?
Yes, that is the hope. Yes.
Awesome. Well, all right. Well, we've gone a lot into the, you know, the story and the characters and everything, but how about visually? Because it is a work of theater at Signature Theater, and they always do such great, you know, productions and scenic design and all that stuff. So like, what do we see visually? Like, What is the set, you know, like, what are we in? Are we in, like, you know, the sister character's like house? Are you hiding him in like an attic, or what are we seeing visually?
Yeah, good question. So we are in the sister's apartment that she shares with her husband, Joey. We're in their living room, and the entire thing takes place in their living room. So think sort of hyper realism. You know, we've got a real kitchen on stage. We have a real living room. We got the bedroom in the back. So yeah, and we're in the Arc Theater, which is the smaller space at the Signature. So it's incredibly intimate. You're really going to feel like you're in our living room.
Oh, that's awesome. And yeah. I guess sort of before we run, you know, we talked a lot about the playwright, but, you know, praise your fellow cast members for a second. Who plays your brother again? And, you know, and you know, just what makes them so great to work with, and anyone else in the supporting cast too you want to talk about, go for it.
Yeah, so there's four of us in the cast, and we have two wonderful understudies, and everyone's just great. My brother is played by Mazen Akar. He plays Torun, and we've developed a really sort of sweet brother and sisterly relationship. And he's just coming off of being in the Kite Runner on Broadway. So it's just such a pleasure. And then of course, I'm so honored to work with Yusuf Sultani, who is also from Afghanistan. So him and myself are the two Afghans in the play, and we're just really incredibly proud to be able to play Afghans on stage in the United States. Growing up here, you never thought that, you know, I'd get a chance to actually play an Afghan person. So we sort of share that pride with each other.
Well, real quick, remind us, where exactly did you grow up?
So I was born in Kabul, and I was there until I was about two, and then we spent some time in Germany, and ultimately we ended up in San Diego, California. So that's where I grew up most of my life.
Gotcha. And how did you make your way to Signature Theater? Like, what's the local tie-in?
The local tie-in? Well, I'm based in New York City now. And so they were, you know, they auditioned out of New York and I was cast from there. Yeah. So now they're putting me up in this beautiful company housing next to the theater.
Well, that's awesome. So it's your first show at Signature. It's a great theater. Well, I guess I should ask, is it your first show at Signature?
It is. And can I tell you, I was so excited to see that this play is being done in the DMV area, because this is actually the second highest Afghan diaspora in the country. So it's California, the DMV, and New York are the places with the most Afghans in the United States. And I just, when I saw that Selling Kabul was being done in Virginia, I just had to be a part of it, because I want, you know, any opportunity to share this experience with my Afghan diaspora. And not to mention that we're, you know, next to DC, where there's a lot of policies being made and that could very, that can have a very real impact on a lot of new Afghan arrivals.
Absolutely. Perfectly said. Yeah. I mean, the Pentagon is literally in Virginia, right down the road from where you are. So, you know, people making these decisions for these wars in Afghanistan are right here. And not to mention, like you said, just the diaspora of people living in the area is one of the highest, second highest in the country. So are you hoping that, you know, when you glance out at the audience, are you hoping that's reflected? We have a nice diverse audience, including some, you know, maybe some Afghani Americans.
Oh, 100%. I'm so looking forward. And I'm already hearing from some people in the community. We have a lot of organizations, Afghan-led organizations in the DC area. And I'm just so excited. It's not to say that this is just for Afghan people, but it will be particularly exciting to have them in the audience. And hopefully it'll be as diverse as possible.
Awesome. All right. Well, I always like to end. You've been generous with your time, but I always like to end, like, pretend like I'm not even here and you're speaking directly to our listeners. Just be like, you know, hey, DMV, come on out. It's just Selling Kabul. You're going to have a good time. You know, it's rapid fire, 90 minutes, whatever, you know, whatever you want to say, but just address them directly and invite them out.
Hi, DMV folks. I really hope you can make it out to Selling Kabul. This is a suspense thriller scene on stage that's going to leave you on the edge of your seat and put a magnifying glass on a very real and heartbreaking situation where basically the characters are stuck between a rock and a hard place and they still find the strength to move forward. So come see a story that shows the real human toll of something that we're hearing about in the news.
Great. Again, it's the DC premiere of the Pulitzer Prize finalist Selling Kabul. It's going to be today, February 21st through April 2nd at Signature Theater in Virginia. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much, Jason. This is fun.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.